Hello and welcome back to Britpop History, the podcast where we are reliving the Britpop years exactly 30 years later. Welcome to June 1993. Now, the 21st of June 1993 was a fateful day in the Britpop era, as two seminal albums were released, each embodying a distinct musical vision. Manic Street Preachers' Gold Against the Soul and The Verve's A Storm in Heaven both made their mark, but in remarkably different ways. While Gold Against the Soul showcased the Manic Street Preachers' evolution and departure from their original sound, A Storm in Heaven solidified The Verve's place as a visionary psychedelic rock band. We will be looking at them both in a bit more detail, but first, as always, let's look back at what was making the news in 1993. On June 15th, British racing driver and Formula One world champion James Hunt passed away. He had left an indelible mark on the world of motorsports, known for his charismatic personality both on and off the track. His untimely death at the age of 45 was met with an outpouring of grief from fans and fellow racers alike, paying tribute to a true motorsport legend. In cricket, young Australian spinner Shane Warne bowls the ball of the century to remove Mike Gatting with his first ball of an Ashes series. Australia go on to win the first test at Old Trafford by 179 runs. And at Glastonbury Festival, the event sold out, being headlined by The Orb, Lenny Kravitz, Velvet Underground, Galliano and Stereo MCs. At the UK box office, two films held the number one spot, Indecent Proposal and Falling Down. These movies, each representing distinct genres and storytelling styles, captivated audience and became the number one films of the month. Falling Down, directed by Joel Schumacher, emerged as a thought-provoking and intense drama that struck a chord with audiences. Starring Michael Douglas in a memorable role, the film chronicled the journey of an ordinary man who gradually succumbs to frustration and disillusionment with the pressures of modern life. As he embarks on a violent and dark odyssey across Los Angeles, the film deftly tackled themes of alienation, societal breakdown, and the human psyche. I particularly love the scene when he kicks off because they won't serve him breakfast.
Rick, have you ever heard the expression, the customer is always right?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, here I am, the customer.
That's not our policy. You have to order something from the lunch menu.
I don't want lunch. I want breakfast.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, well, hey, I'm really sorry, too.
Get a gun!
Calm down. Just calm down, everybody. Just sit down. Sit down over there. Hey, 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 hey.
Mister. Where are you going?
No, 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 no. You sit down there and you finish your lunch. Come on. Everybody just relax and take it easy. Come on. Want you eat your lunch, please. Eat your lunch. You all need your vitamins A's and B's and C's.
It's an accident! It's an accident! The trigger, it's sensitive. It's okay. It's all right.
While Falling Down delved into the darker aspects of the human condition, Indecent Proposal offered a compelling and controversial romantic drama that ignited passionate discussions among audiences. Directed by Adrian Lyne, the film starred Robert Redford, Demi Moore and Woody Harrelson in a captivating love triangle. The story followed a couple facing financial struggles who encounter a wealthy stranger offering them a life-changing proposition. Indecent Proposal delved into themes of moral dilemmas, temptation, and the fragility of relationships.
It's
So what are you saying? You can't buy love? That's a bit of a cliche, don't you think?
It's absolutely true.
Well, let's test the cliche. Suppose I were to offer you $1 million for one night with your wife.
David, I think you want me to do it.
Why do you want to do it?
No. I want a dope for you. Think about what this money could do for us. What it could do for our future.
So let's look a bit deeper into those two albums that we mentioned coming out on exactly the same day. Gold Against the Soul witnessed the Manic Street Preachers embracing a more polished and melodic approach to their debut, departing from their politically charged and indebted to hair metal debut. This album explored darker subject matter and blended hard rock and grunge influences. The Manics demonstrated their refusal to conform to the prevailing indie sound, instead crafting thought-provoking lyrics that delved into themes of disillusionment and social alienation.
I write this alone in my bed. I poison every room in the house. The place is quiet and so alone. Pretend there's something worth waiting for. There's nothing nice in my head.
Gold Against the Soul stood as a testament to the band's unyielding spirit and willingness to evolve. In stark contrast to the Manic Street Preachers' departure, the Verve's A Storm in Heaven solidified their reputation as masters of psychedelic rock. With dreamlike instrumentals and ethereal vocals, the album captured a transcendent, otherworldly essence. Tracks like Slide Away and Star Sail enveloped listeners in a rich tapestry of atmospheric soundscapes, showcasing the Verve's ability to create sonic journeys. A Storm in Heaven marked a definitive step towards the band's unique blend of introspective lyrics and expansive musicality. Despite their simultaneous release, the two albums garnered differing receptions and legacies. Gold Against the Soul achieved modest commercial success, but has since become a cult favourite, celebrated for its depth and intensity. Manic Street Preachers' willingness to take risks and defy expectations showcased their distinct place within the Britpop scene. Conversely, A Storm in Heaven initially received limited commercial success, but has since been hailed as a groundbreaking piece of psychedelic rock, serving as a catalyst for the Verve's subsequent triumphs. Here at Britpop History, we always like to look back at the indie and Britpop songs that were making the charts. But looking at June 1993, interestingly, it's much more the rockier side of Britpop / Britrock that was really making a dent. Senseless Things scored a hit with Too Much Kissing. This was a standout track for them that fused catchy melodies and raucous energy. With its driving guitars and infectious hooks, the song encapsulated the rawness and vitality that characterised the Brit rock movement. Eat had a hit with Bleed Me White, which demonstrated the band's knack for blending grunge and alternative rock influences into a compelling sonic brew. The song's gritty guitar riffs and haunting vocals resonated with listeners, showcasing the darker and edgier side of the Brit rock sound. Northern Ireland's Therapy had a hit with the Face the Strange EP. This showcased the band's innovative approach to alternative rock, combining elements of punk, metal and alternative genres. Therapy pushed boundaries with their unique sound. Another EP hit the charts this month, which was Like a Satellite by Thunder. This highlighted the band's prowess for crafting arena-sized rock anthems. With its soaring choruses, powerful guitar solos and memorable hooks, the EP solidified Thunder's position as one of the leading acts in the Brit rock scene at the time. Also, Terrorvision had a hit this month with American TV. This was a catchy and infectious single that combined elements of rock, punk and pop. The song's energetic delivery, playful lyrics and memorable hooks earned it a spot in the charts. Terrorvision's ability to infuse their music with a sense of humour and irreverent spirit set them apart within the Brit rock landscape, and we would go on to see them achieve great success in the next few years. That will do it for this month. Thanks very much for listening. I will see you again for July 1993 as we continue to delve into what was making the charts and the news exactly 30 years ago. See you next time.